Renovating the Pyramid of Needs. Contemporary extensions built upon ancient foundations. https://www.nkbi.nlm.nih.gov/pmc/articles/pmc31611123/pmc31611123 Perspects I Cal Sci. Author manuscript. Available in PMC 2011 August 25. Published in final edited form as Perspects I Cal Sci. 2010 May 5-3, 292-314. DOI 10.1177174561619106904 NMSID, PMC 316112 NMSID, NMS 310276 Renovating the Pyramid of Needs, Contemporary Extensions Built Upon Ancient Foundations. Douglas T. Kenrick, 1 Vladis Grisky Vesius, 2 Stephen L. Newberg, 1 and Mark Schaller. 3 Author information, copyright and license information. The publisher's final edited version of this article is available at Perspects I Cal Sci. See other articles in PMC that cite the published article. Go to Abstract. Maslow's Pyramid of Human Needs, proposed in 1943, has been one of the most cognitively contagious ideas in the behavioral sciences. Anticipating later revolutionary views of human motivation and cognition, Maslow viewed human motives as based in innate and universal predispositions. We revisit the idea of a motivational hierarchy in light of theoretical developments at the interface of evolutionary biology, anthropology, and psychology. After considering motives at three different levels of analysis, we argue that the basic foundational structure of the pyramid is worth preserving, but that it should be buttressed with a few architectural extensions. By adding a contemporary design feature, connections between fundamental motives and immediate situational threats and opportunities should be highlighted. By incorporating a classical element, these connections can be strengthened by anchoring the hierarchy of human motives more firmly in the bedrock of modern evolutionary theory. We propose a renovated hierarchy of fundamental motives that serves as both an integrative framework and a generative foundation for future empirical research. Keywords: motivation, evolutionary psychology, development, life history theory, humanistic psychology, positive psychology. Almost 70 years have passed since Abraham Maslow's classic 1943 Psychological Review paper proposing a hierarchical approach to human motivation. Maslow's model had an immense influence on the field of psychology, including the subfields of personality, social psychology, psychopathology, developmental psychology, and organizational behavior, and it continues to be cited widely in textbooks, for example, Kreidner and Kinnicky, 2008, Myers, 2009, Nairn, 2003. Indeed, the powerful visual image of a pyramid of needs, see Figure 1, has been one of the most cognitively contagious ideas in the behavioral sciences. Figure 1. Maslow's classic hierarchy of needs. Unfortunately, many behavioral scientists view Maslow's pyramid as a quaint visual artifact without much contemporary theoretical importance. We suggest, on the contrary, that the idea can take on a new significance when combined with later theoretical developments. In this article, we revisit the idea of a hierarchical approach to human motivation, suggesting some renovations to Maslow's approach. This revised model not only provides useful connections to current innovations in psychology, for example, evolutionary and positive psychology, but also raises a number of broader empirical questions for future research. We propose an updated and revised hierarchy of human motives, building on theoretical and empirical developments at the interface of evolutionary biology, anthropology, and psychology, for example, Cosmides and Tooby, 1992, Crawford and Krebs, 2008, Dunbar and Barrett, 2007, Gangestad and Simpson, 2000, Hasselton and Buss, 2000, Kaplan and Gangestad, 2005, Kenrick, Lee, and Butner, 2003. This revision retains a number of Maslow's critical insights, including the hierarchical structure and several original needs such as physiological, safety, self-protection, and esteem, status. However, we update the model in several important ways. Most important, we believe it useful to examine basic human motives at three different levels of analysis often conflated in Maslow's work: A. Their ultimate evolutionary function, B. Their developmental sequencing, and C. Their cognitive priority as triggered by proximate inputs. The implications of this three-level analysis are significant. Among other things, considerations at the functional level of analysis suggest that, although self-actualization may be of considerable psychological importance, it is unlikely to be a functionally distinct human need. Consequently, we have removed self-actualization from its privileged place atop the pyramid and suggest that it is largely subsumed within status, esteem, and mating-related motives in the new framework. Consideration of the developmental level of analysis led us to draw on the biological framework of life history theory. Following this perspective, the top of the pyramid includes three types of reproductive goals: mate acquisition, mate retention, and parenting. And consideration of approximate level of analysis along with life history theory led us to change the way in which the goals are depicted in the pyramid. Rather than depicting the goals as stacked on top of one another, we instead depict them as overlapping, see Figure 2. This change explicitly reflects the assumption that early developing motives are unlikely to be fully replaced by later goals but instead continue to be important throughout life, depending on individual differences and proximate ecological cues. Figure 2: An updated hierarchy of fundamental human motives. This figure integrates ideas from life history development with Maslow's classic hierarchy. This scheme adds reproductive goals, in the order they are likely to first appear developmentally. We end by discussing some of the broader questions raised by these renovations and their implications for the humanistic elements underlying Maslow's approach to human motivation. Modern evolutionary theory and research provides a new perspective on two key features of the traditional humanistic approach. First, it is now clear that human beings indeed have an array of diverse motivational systems not well represented by invoking only a few general motives shared with laboratory rats. Second, evolutionary logic is perfectly compatible with a humanistic emphasis on positive psychology. Indeed, a fuller understanding of evolved motivational systems, and their dynamic connection to environmental opportunities, can be used to enhance human creativity, productivity, kindness, and happiness. Go to Maslow's motivational pyramid. At the core of Maslow's theory of motivation are two important ideas: A, there are multiple and independent fundamental motivational systems, and B, these motives form a hierarchy in which some motives have priority over others. Multiple fundamental motivational systems. Maslow's proposal of multiple and independent motivational systems was advanced partially as an alternative to the influential behaviorist view championed by Watson, Skinner, and Dollard and Miller. In the middle of the 20th century, the accepted view was that there were only a handful of primary drives, such as hunger and thirst. These few primary drives were presumed to be present early in life and to provide the foundation for later secondary drives that are learned via simple conditioning principles. For example, a child's mother is always present during nursing, and she continues to provide intermittent food rewards even after weaning. Because of the repeated association between food and social contact, the child learns to desire contact with other people. In contrast to the prevailing behaviorist view, Maslow, 1943-1970, proposed several independent sets of basic human needs. He presumed a universal set of distinct motives related to physiology, safety, affection, esteem, and self-actualization. Maslow's ideas about independent motives built upon the research of his graduate advisor, Harry Harlow, who found that rhesus monkeys raised in isolation came to prefer contact with a soft, cuddly surrogate mother, even when they were fed exclusively at a nearby wire surrogate. For example, Harlow and Zimmerman, 1959. Harlow's work demonstrated that the motivation to obtain contact comfort was independent of conditioning experiences with hunger satisfaction. These findings undergirded Maslow's conclusion that we could never understand fully the need for love no matter how much we might know about the hunger drive, Maslow, 1970, p. 21. Research since that time has lent support to the notion of multiple motivational and learning systems, showing that systems controlling human food preferences, food aversions, fears, and other motivations operate using different rules and that they are sometimes controlled by architecturally distinct areas of the brain. For example, Barrett and Kurzban, 2006, Cosmides and Tubi, 1992, Garcia and Kohling, 1966, Oman and Minka, 2001, Pinker, 1994, Sherry and Schachter, 1987, Wilcoxon, Dragoin, and Kral, 1971. Hierarchical organization of motives. Probably the most enduring aspect of Maslow's theory is his idea of organizing fundamental motives into a hierarchy. The hierarchical arrangement suggested that some motives take precedence over others, which in turn take precedence over others. If a person is starving, for example, the desire to obtain food will trump all other goals and dominate the person's thought processes. This idea of cognitive priority is represented in the classic hierarchy shown in Figure 1. In addition to suggesting that some motives take cognitive priority over others, Maslow's scheme also assumed that an individual's priorities shifted from lower to higher in the hierarchy as the person matured. That is, Maslow's hierarchy also reflected developmental priority. For example, infants are only concerned with physiological needs, such as hunger and thirst, and concerns about affection presumably emerge later in development. After a person accomplishes the goal of winning affection, he or she focuses increasingly on gaining esteem, and concerns about affection are presumed to fade into the background. Maslow also proposed that the goal at the top of the hierarchy is self-actualization, fulfilling one's creative potential. Self-actualization might mean different things to different people. For example, a musician would pursue music, an artist would pursue painting, a researcher would pursue knowledge in a specific area. According to Maslow's hierarchical approach, self-actualization only becomes a priority after all other needs are satisfied. Maslow's focus on self-actualization combines two recurring themes in his approach: the emphasis on positive aspects of human psychology over negative aspects and the belief that some human motivations are not directly linked to physiological needs of the homeostatic variety, implying that they are therefore not well understood by studying hungry rats.